India.
Dash.
Forums. India-forums.com. Addiction at its best.
अरे भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती दूर खड़ी शर्माए
आए हाय
एक झलक दिखलाए कभी कभी आंचल में छुप जाए
आए हाय
मेरी नजर से तुम देखो तो यार नजर वो आए भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती दूर खड़ी शर्माए
आए हाय।
Hello friends, this is Minnie back with another beautiful lady that we have on Indian television. Well, today is a special day as we are interviewing one of the most beautiful faces of the Tollywood industry. She came and conquered the world with her sparkling eyes, accompanied by her elegance, classy style and her wonderful smile. This small town girl came all the way from Chandigarh to Mumbai with a sparkling dreams in her eyes. Soon, she bagged one meaty role in Balaji Productions' show in Kahin To Hoga and made her debut as Charu, a possessive lover. Then this versatile actress was seen as a simple Kasak Bajaj who was successful in melting many hearts. Presently, she is seen as the main protagonist, Kajal Behel, a small town girl who is RJ by profession and is charming girl next door. She has managed to impress all her critics by her wonderful acting skills. Yes, we are talking to none other than the extremely talented, beautiful and charming Surveen Chawla. Here in India Forums, there are plenty of members who simply adore you and want to know you more. So, welcome Surveen to IndiaForums.com.
Thank you so much, Minnie. Thank you so much for the warm welcome I've ever received.
Oh, that's all our pleasure. And that's how much our members love you. So, let me quickly begin with the questions. Jyoti06 wants to know, how did your journey begin? Where did you give your first screen test? What were you asked to do in it?
Okay, how I began is something that just happened to me, and trust me, take my word literally on that, that these kind of things actually just happen to you by the grace of God. And I had absolutely no plans of taking up acting as a profession, but it so happened I came to Mumbai. I was all alone, all by myself, and one of my uncles asked me to take and have an audition in Balaji. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I didn't want to do that because television was the last thing on my mind. So, I went for the audition, and I was kind of upset after about a couple of days when they actually called me up and said that I've been selected.
I was
upset. Yeah, ironically, I was very upset because I didn't want to do TV. I wanted to start out with commercials and do all that. Mm-hmm. But as they say, destiny takes you where it wants you to. You know, mm-hmm. you really don't have much in your hands. It's all fate and destiny and God that gets you going. So,
do you remember what were you asked to do in your first screen test?
I was asked to simply say 2-3 dialogues. Apparently, that was my second screen test ever. I gave one for Channel V for VJing, but I was doing my college then, so I really couldn't take it up. But this was my second screen test, yeah, and Balaji was kind enough to, make me a part of their family.
Okay. Now, Tulip007, Ria loves, they want to know something entirely different. Your dresses have become a new fashion today, so they are very good to know who designs your dresses in Kajal.
My stylist is, there's this lady called Nisha, and there's another stylist, Ritu Deora. So they have been designing and making me look good all the time. There's little bit, very, very little, I wouldn't want to take the credit from them, but they really give me some extremely good clothes, very well tapered clothes. Little bit of my input, yeah, I keep, like a wedding sequence or a party sequence. Little bit of input. I think there has to be a personal touch in whatever you do, whether it's acting or anything else. Mm-hmm. So I try to give it that little bit of personal touch, just add a little bit of my style also to the already styled clothes that I get. I don't really have to do much. But yeah, that wee bit is something that I definitely try in giving the that kind of an input.
Okay, great. So, Pardesi May wants to know a very cliched question, I would say. She says, Dev and Kajal's chemistry has been blossoming beautifully ever since the show first aired. Now, can we expect a happy ending for this lovable jodi anytime soon?
Well, that's for my writers to decide. I absolutely have no clue about it. But I think where Kajal and Deva are heading for, what they're heading for right now, seems to be a happy ending. But of course, there are going to be a lot of hurdles and a lot of problems, like any other daily soap on TV. You know, because that drama has to go on for all you lovely people to watch us and keep watching us. So I think they'll go left and right and then come back on track and then again go left and right.
Okay, now she goes on to ask that if you had the creative liberty to take the show in a new direction, what changes would you make?
Apparently I'm not dissatisfied with the show at all. But personally as an actor, there are certain changes, you know, when day-to-day scenes come in, when, you know, we get the scripts in the morning that these are your scenes for the day. There are certain scenes where, you know, every individual, every writer, every creative person would think differently. Mm-hmm. So I feel that, you know, the writer has something else in mind for a XYZ particular scene, and I probably would perceive the scene in some other manner. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the only piece of input that I usually give into my scene with anyone, be it my father or Dave or Hoti or anyone at all. Mm-hmm. So I'm not dissatisfied at all. I'm in fact pretty much satisfied with my character. Apparently my character also is very close to me. In fact, I really, honestly speaking, I don't act when I'm doing my scenes. I just be myself, because Kajal actually is me. She is me,
that's so,
you know.
Sweet. That's very sweet.
Yeah. So I feel very close to the character. I think lots of actors tend to say that for their own characters, but it's actually a fact. Every character played on television or anywhere, be it any medium, is in some manner, because obviously it's human, so it's in some manner related to you. But Kajal apparently wholly, solely is me, you know, in every aspect.
That's
so it makes it even more easier for me to apparently play Kajal.
So how easy was it to play Charu? In fact, Sana Feroz and Fatima 786, they were very curious to know that who do you resemble more. Now, you already answered, you are very much like Kajal. But then how difficult was it to play Charu, which I guess is completely different from what Kajal is?
It is. Charu was more of a, you know, she started as a positive, but eventually turned into this very obsessive lover. Obsessive lover who would not think left, right, obsessive in every manner, every aspect. She thought her own sister was the culprit. Her own sister was taking away her love. She was not using her brain. She was only thinking from the heart. There was no practicality. She was grey. She went so madly, so deeply in love with Sujal that she actually forgot all the other relations. And so I think in that grey aspect of Charu's character, she's different from Kajal. And the obsessiveness, of course. She never used her brain and was not practical at all.
Right. Okay, now Pardesi Mim again says that you dance with natural rhythm and your performances are always entertaining. I especially loved you at 2006 Star Parivar Dance with Ijaz Khan. Now, would you want me like to do an item song in a Bollywood movie or perhaps participate in a reality show like Jhalak Dikhla Ja?
Yeah, I would. It would be a pleasure, because apparently dancing comes to me like my passion. It's a passion for me. I could probably dance parking my car in the middle of the road and stand in the middle of the road and dance. You know, my feet start tapping as soon as I hear the rhythm of music. So that's how dance comes to me. So I would really be in for any Bollywood item number. I'm not very, I don't really believe that is a cliched item number kind of a thing. I don't think I have no limitations, no bars on the fact that I cannot do an item number because it might just give me an image name. Okay. Apparently, that depends on the individual. So.
Okay, excellent. Now, Surveen, I must read you a message now. That's by Tulip007. She says, I'm Tulip from USA. I'm really, really grateful that India Forums is conducting an interview with you in which I can ask questions and give you my personal message to you. To me, you are the most beautiful girl in the world. You are the best actress and a very talented girl. I love your clothing style in all your serials. I watch all your serials on India Forums. You are suitable in all kinds of roles. There's not a single day in which I don't remember you and watch you. I love you, Surveen. You are the best. Keep rocking. Take care. Tulip.
Thank you so much. I think this is one of the most overwhelming messages.
This is just the beginning. We have many more to come. So
this has been one of the most overwhelming messages, I must say. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tulip. I hope I live up to all your expectations as an actor, as a person, and I hope you keep loving me.
I'm sure she will. Now, your character Kajal has a very close relationship with Gannu Bhaiya. Are you a very spiritual person yourself?
I am. I'm extremely spiritual. There are days when I cannot do... I'm apparently a Sadarni, so there are particular days where I don't do my part. I don't visit the Gurdwara. And I do miss doing that because of my very, very, very tight shooting schedules. But at the same time, I think God is within your heart. You don't need to go and search for Him anywhere. I am a very spiritual and a very God-fearing person. And might just sound extremely immodest, but the only thing that I actually fear is God, the Almighty. I don't fear nothing else in the world, nothing else.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though. I mean, it's really very good to be fearless as long as, you know, you have something which you...
Yeah, fearless one can be only when one knows one is not doing wrong. One is not committing wrong deeds. I don't think someone who's doing something wrong, if your actions, your deeds are wrong, there has to be some fear in your heart. And that fear has to be of God. But not that I'm correct always. I'm human. I'm bound to make mistakes.
I know.
But yeah.
Okay, tell me, Surveen, you took over where Jassi left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Apoorva was so famous as Arman, and you know, the Arman Jassi thing was so big at that time when you came.
Yeah.
Now, how was it? How were you received as, you know, Apoorva's heroine, as Dev's heroine versus, you know, Arman's Jassi?
I don't think, actually, this is the first time I've actually given a thought to this because of your question now at this, mm-hmm. this point in time. I've never actually felt any kind of pressure as such, not being a part of a new show which has just come in when Jassi got over. I think Jassi was a great show. Apoorva and Mona both had, you know, looked good together. And I think fans, Jassi, obviously, the show had a lot of humongous fan following.
Yes.
And it had humongous fan following. But I think it's about clicking. It's about nothing else. I, as an actor, as a co-star from Apoorva or anything else, never felt any kind of pressure on me. I cannot work. I can't give my 100% when I have pressure on my head. I like to work in an environment which is absolutely stress-free and there is no burden on my head. I think if I had taken the pressure, people would not have appreciated and accepted me as they have.
Mm-hmm, that's very true.
You know, people would not have accepted me because I wouldn't have been able to give it my best shot had I taken the pressure on my head. So I think
how,
I...
Let me quickly ask you, like, how was it, you know, working with Apoorva, in like when you first came to know that you would be pairing opposite Apoorva, and then how was the first shot, and what kind of relationship do you share with him?
First shot, actually, I don't even remember, like I said, I don't really feel the pressure. I didn't feel he was Apoorva Agni Hotri, so I need to feel the pressure because he's coming in from a super hit TV soap, which is Jasti. He's a very easygoing actor. He's a great actor. It's always good to work with good actors. He's a good actor, and I think it helps when you work with good actors. It helps give your best to your performance also, since you know your acting is only about reacting. So when you have good colleagues, good co-stars that you're working with, I think it helps enhance your performance also. And he's a very easygoing, extremely chilled out kind of a guy. So
great. So there's actually a member called Thinking of You. Okay, now she wants to know, like, how is the working atmosphere at the sets of Kajal?
It's a very fun unit, right from our spot boys to makeup men to hairdressers to our production team to our directors to all our co-stars. You know, if there are times when one of us has to leave early on a particular day, so you know, we actually get all of them out of their makeup rooms and say, please, yeah, jaldi jana, I need to leave early, you know, come on. which is a very rare thing to happen, actually. In our kind of an industry, people have some jealousy factor, and you know, there are things done intentionally. This is talking in terms of the work environment, you know. There are things done intentionally to delay people, you know, if they have to leave, if they have an out time. Nothing of this sort happens on our set. Time flies in the day. Time literally flies for all of us. We don't feel, neither of us, the entire unit, nobody feels, from the director to the actors to technicians to everyone. Nobody feels how the day just passes by. Apparently working for 12 to 13 hours in a day is not a joke. It's a lot of hard work.
You put in quite a lot of your emotions as well. Like, it's not
acting is a lot of physical and mental stress. It's a lot of physical and mental stress.
Absolutely.
So I think if your workplace has a very chill or very light atmosphere, I think that it works like a stress buster. So you're very happily laughing, giggling all throughout the day. Your day goes by and you've done work. I don't think you can ask for anything better.
Right. So how is it different from Kahin To Hoga? How was the experience working in Kahin To Hoga?
Balaji is altogether a different world, you know. It's like a separate family. So Kahin To Hoga was always a very, very good experience for me, since it was my first show. It's very close to my heart. It gave me my first break. I thank Balaji for that. I thank Ekta for that. And it was good fun. I think we were all very friendly, even in Kahin To Hoga. So atmosphere on the set has not been a problem for me, except for the shorties in the media, of course, which the entire world knows about. It is a little negative than the other workplaces that I've been.
Okay, so now let me quickly read another message for you. It's from Fatima 786, and she says, "Hi Surveen, I think you are a mind-blowing actress. I love your natural innocent look in Kajal. I think the best thing about your acting is your ability to make any scene seem so real and make it easy for us to relate with you. I'm a huge fan of yours. Much love from Hina."
Thank you so much.
Okay, now she also wants to know which actor do you idolize the most on television?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't think there's, not on television, of course. When it comes to idolizing someone, I don't think you can have a better idol than Mr. Bachchan, but
Right.
You can't. No actor in whether Bollywood or in the television industry can idolize anyone. Nobody has the caliber as Mr. Bachchan has, and I think my idol would be him.
Okay. Now, if you were given a choice to start in Bollywood cinema with any star of your choice, who would you choose?
With Mr. Bachchan, I would feel the pressure. He's my idol. I would feel the pressure, of course, yes. But I think that's a big thing to say, That's a big thing to say that I would want to work with. But I would love to work with Shah Rukh Khan. Okay,
great. So, do you think it was tough for a girl like, what's the name of the girl? Gia, who played Gia?
Sure it was. Having Amitji and your co-actor would be tough for any actor on the planet to have worked with him in the first film. And you're debuting in a film and you're working with Mr. Bachchan is a lot of pressure.
So hopefully it'll come true one day, and then in spite of pressure you'll be able to give your best.
Now, I'm sure, with all the best wishes, yes, I'm sure.
Okay, Pink Bubble says, "Hi Sarveen, I just love you. You are the best actress ever. You are beautiful and your acting is amazing and so natural. You and Apoorva make a great on-screen couple. I love watching you guys together. I just love the show Kajal. It is the best show ever on TV. Keep up the excellent work." Well, ever, Pink Bubbles.
Thank you, Pink Bubble. Thank you so much. Keep loving us the same way. I think we will try not letting you down at all.
Okay, so do you have any close friends from the industry?
Kisi, Sharad, they're one very close couple to me. I think closest couple to me, yeah. I don't have a lot of close friends of mine from the industry, but yeah. Because apparently when I go for my work, when I'm working, my relationship is very, very different with my people at my workplace. So when I come back home, I like to see new faces rather than seeing the same faces every single day. But yeah, I have more friends from outside the industry than from in the industry.
Okay, so now tell me about Chandigarh, a little about Chandigarh. How was it growing up there? You grew up in Chandigarh?
Yeah, I was born in Dehradun, shifted my base to Chandigarh when I was 2 years old, and did my schooling, my college from Chandigarh. I think it's the most beautiful, beautiful city. It's got very good quality of life. It's a pleasure driving on the roads of Chandigarh, since I really, really am fond of driving. Driving in Bombay is not as much pleasure because of traffic and cars honking all around. And you can't drive really peacefully at all. If I have a 9 o'clock call time, that means I need to leave my house at 7:45. And 1 hour, 15 minutes of driving time before you go to work, I think is a lot.
It's so physically and emotionally draining.
Yeah,
yes.
You're tired by the time I even reach work.
Right.
So, yeah. Apparently, my family is still in Chandigarh. So, I keep going there very often. Very often do I keep going there. And people in Chandigarh apparently are, I feel the sense of pride when I go back home that I am able to make my hometown proud. They can actually talk about me with their head held high. So it makes me feel good. Yeah, my family
is
there, so I have a lot of bonding with the town and the people.
Very nice. So, Fatima wants to know, what would you actually be if you were not an actress on television?
I would be a surgeon. I would be a doctor.
Oh, you would be a doctor?
So yeah, yeah.
Is that why you came to Bombay?
No. That's not even close to the reason why I came to Bombay. I was apparently a topper in my academics and an all-rounder in my school time. So, always from my childhood, I said I wanted to do, I wanted to become a doctor, I wanted to become a surgeon. But suddenly after I gave my board exams, my 10th grade board exams, I didn't have no reasons to, but I decided not to take up medicine. After having decided not to take up medicine, I took up commerce, which is business studies. But after I finished that for 2 years, I again decided, no, I don't think this is what I'm going to do. It just kept changing. I went to college, I took up arts, I studied arts, I studied mass comm, and suddenly I decided, no, I don't think I want to do this either. Which is why I came to Bombay, to discover what I want to do.
You wanted to do your actual call, your true calling.
Yeah. Okay. So Bombay was calling me. Bombay was calling me. It made me discover what I actually wanted to do in life.
Okay, that's really nice and lucky as well, I would say.
By God's grace,
God's grace, yes, touch wood. So, Jyoti06 has a message for you. She says, I have liked you since Kahi Toh Hoga and I think you have a tremendous potential when it comes to emotional roles. You have excelled yourself in the role of the small town girl called Kajal and I just fell in love with the character from the first day itself. I think you have an amazing I think you have an amazing chemistry with your co-star Apoorva in the serial. You both complement each other very well. I wish you all the best in your life and career.
Thank you so much. I don't think I can thank all these people enough for the kind of response that they're giving us.
I think just by acting like, acting the way you do and...
I think that the time I can keep them happy with my work, with everybody's work on the show, I think they'll be happy.
Absolutely. So let's go with some rapid fire by Sweet Shagun. I'll just quickly ask the questions and you just answer, okay? Please choose only one, Dev or Akshar.
Oh God, that's a tough one. I can't choose. No way.
Okay, Dev or Dhruv?
I'm a little scared of Dhruv because of his body with me.
Oh God. So it would be Dhruv.
Yeah.
Okay, so Charu or Kajal?
Kajal.
Okay, that was easy. Now, Kasak or Charu?
Charu.
Okay, Sony or Star Plus?
I cannot answer this. That has been not to ask me political questions.
Okay, no, you don't have any politically correct answer, I guess. Alright, negative roles or positive roles?
Positive. Positive.
Okay, so now Sharna2K6 wants to know that how do you like working in Kajal so far? And actually this question you have already answered, that you can relate your personal life to Kajal. So this you have already answered. So next, let's go to the next question.
Yes.
Have you ever thought of acting in films?
Yes, of course. Whenever an apt opportunity comes my way, I would definitely. I haven't, barred myself of any kind of work in the field of acting. So, yeah, I'm very much open to doing films.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies other than, acting? There's anything you take?
Acting is not my hobby. If acting was my hobby, I think my friends would still be, because I would be acting even when I would be with them. Acting is not my hobby. It's my work. It's my profession. Hobbies would be listening to music, driving, reading, playing with my dog. And actually, number one on the list is sleeping. I barely get time to do that.
You don't get much time to do that.
Yeah.
So, okay, what kind of books do you like to read?
I don't like to read books, actually. I'm not a very normal person. I'm a more magazine and a Reader's Digest person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
All right. So, Reen, it was so nice talking to you. So, we are almost at the end of this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you go, but not before I read this last message to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Pardesi Mame, and she says, Dear Surveen, the audience has warmed to your delicate smile since the moment you arrived on our screens.
Mm-hmm.
Your big exotic eyes and radiant face has us admiring your youthful looks. You deliver your scenes with sincerity and charisma, and you dance like a dream. May God always keep you happy, healthy, successful, and grounded.
God bless you.
Pardesi Mame.
God bless all of you. God bless all of you.
All right. So, jate jate, let me ask you that, do you ever come to India Forums? Have you ever checked India Forums?
I'll be very honest. I think now I'll have to check that. But it's been almost 2 years. I haven't really surfed on the net because of my working schedule. But yeah, I'm going to do that very soon. It's indiaforum.com, right?
Right, india-forums.com. Actually,
yeah.
You know what? Many, many people around the world follow your serials through India Forums because many of us don't get the channels here. Many of us don't get the satellites installed. Plenty of reasons for it. But bottom line is, it's very difficult to follow Indian serials if it was not on the internet. So, in fact, one of your... For the messages that I read, one of them was Tulip, I think, and she watches all of them, all your serials, I mean all your episodes on India.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I think you guys are doing a great job getting us overseas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have to thank our updaters, you know, who upload the videos.
Yeah.
In fact, the updaters, the daily updates, written updates.
Yeah.
The moment the serial is over, they have the full script ready of the episode and they post it on the forum. So it's amazing, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. You guys are doing a great, great, great job getting Indian television across the seas. I think it's amazing, yeah. It's amazing for the industry and for the people around.
We hope so too. So thank you, Surveen.
Thank you, Mini. Thank you.
And it was lovely. All the best to you, and hopefully again we'll have you back.
Pleasure's all mine. Pleasure's all mine. Thanks, Mini. Take care.
All right then. Take care. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bholi si surat, aankhon mein masti, door khadi sharmaaye, aaye aaye. एक झलक दिखलाए कभी कभी आंचल में छुप जाए आए हाय मेरी नजर से तुम देखो तो यार नजर वो आए भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती आए हाय जादू है और कहा क्या जाए रात को मेरे ख्वाब में आई वो जुल्फें बिखराए आंख खुली तो दिल चाह फिर नींद मुझे आ जाए बिन देखे ये हाल हुआ देखूं तो क्या हो जाए भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती दूर खड़ी शर्माए आए आए एक झलक दिखलाए कभी कभी आंचल में छुप जाए आए आए मेरी नजर से तुम देखो तो यार नजर लो आए भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती
Bye. पहला बादल उसका काजल बन जाए, मौज उठे सागर में जैसे ऐसे कदम उठाए। रब ने जाने किस मिट्टी से उसके अंग बनाए, छम से काश कहीं से मेरे सामने वो आ जाए।
भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती दूर खड़ी शर्माए,
आए हाय
एक झलक दिखलाए, कभी कभी आंचल में छुप जाए,
आए हाय।
मेरी नजर से तुम देखो तो यार नजर वो आए,
भोली सी सूरत आंखों में मस्ती दूर खड़ी शर्माए,
हाय हाय
आए हाय।
इंडिया 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 डैश फोरम इंडिया डैश फोरम .com addiction at its best.